From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. The Columbia Police Officers Association announced its support for the re-election of Mayor Brian Treese yesterday afternoon. KBIA's Emily Aiken has this story.
Endorsements came from Association President Alan Mitchell and former Columbia Police Captain Zim Schwartz. Schwartz traveled from southeast Missouri to support Treese and the growth of community policing, which he says the city has gotten away from.
I want to get back to what we had and supporting the community and improving the quality of life, because I think it's very important. That's why we are here. That's why we are police officers.
Schwartz, who settled a wrongful termination lawsuit with the city in 2016, said people have asked her to consider applying for police chief, but she wouldn't confirm if she will yet. Former state rep Chris Kelly is challenging Treese on the April 2nd ballot. Emily Aiken, KBIA News.
A proposal to expand a Missouri tax incentive program for businesses has passed the State House but is meeting pushback in the Senate. A bill to allow the Department of Economic Development to dole out tax credits to businesses sooner passed the House 136-29 yesterday. A similar proposal is stalled in the Senate. Backers say the program would serve as a closing fund to attract and retain businesses. The proposals would allow the Economic Development Department to offer tax credits within a year of striking deals requiring businesses to meet certain job creation metrics. Currently, tax incentives are available after jobs are created and are spread out over a period of years. Columbia City Council members showed unanimous support for a House bill that would ban conversion therapy during their meeting yesterday. The vote was to support House Bill 516, which would prohibit the mental health professionals from practicing conversion therapy with anyone under the age of 18. Boone County Representative Martha Stephens co-sponsored the bill. Mayor Brian Treese requested the council to prepare a resolution on February 4th.
Columbia has always been a leader when it comes to non-discrimination and pro-equality ordinances, and we heard some strong testimony at our public comment section 2 weeks ago.
The City of Columbia Commission on Human Rights also released a report with background information on the issue and a strong recommendation for the council to place a municipal ban of conversion therapy in Columbia. The commission unanimously voted on February 5th to work with the city's law department to draft legislation recommending the City of Columbia adopt an ordinance that would make conversion therapy administered upon juveniles by a licensed professional a Class A misdemeanor. An MU student has been diagnosed with active tuberculosis, according to university officials. Though TB is a contagious disease, Christelle Ilbuodu is an infectious disease specialist at MU, and she says this isn't cause for panic.
If people are otherwise healthy, they should not worry. That the health department is doing a great job at getting a list of people that the student was exposed to, so we can go through our investigation. And if need be, the concerned individual will be contacted as far as the next steps for them.
The active form of TB is contagious through air, which means avoiding coughs and sneezes. However, a simple cough won't likely transmit it. Jason Wilcox with Boone County Public Health and Human Services says people are more likely to get TB if they've had prolonged close contact with an individual who's infected. The health department is currently working to identify those most at risk. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News Columbia.